prayer is its own reward.
For Tiger, playing golf is its own reward. It is obvious that he loves the process far more than he loves the prize. For Christians, prayer should be its own reward as well. Prayer is not a magic formula to get things from God. Communing with God in prayer is itself the prize. The reward for secret prayer is the prayer itself, the blessing of resting in the presence of God. Prayer does not simply maintain the Christian life. It is the Christian life reduced to its barest essence. Can there be any greater joy than to commune in the secret place with the living God? The tragedy of contemporary Christianity is that we measure the success of our prayer life by the size and scope of our accomplishments, rather than the strength of our relationship with God. All too often we are fixated on outwardness. God, however, is focused on inwardness. Why is it that modern-day athletes suffer from so many addictions? Could it be that they are laden with the trinkets of outward success, but often inwardly empty? Why do so many Christian leaders succumb to vices and affairs? Could it be that their adultery spring out of the outward achievements devoid of an inward connection with God through prayer? Could it be that the spiritual apathy of their souls leaves them vulnerable to the secondary appetites of the flesh? The absence of inwardness is the lost freedom we swap for addictions. Pascal was right. There's a God-shaped vacuum in our lives that only God can fill. When God fills our inner vacuum with His Holy Spirit, life works. When God does not, a host of consuming appetites crowd out our better intentions. It all adds up to a kind of spiritual anemia which always results from living far too far from our Heavenly Father. When we will not provide a place for the direction of the indwelling Christ, all that's left is the frenzied agenda of our hassled discipleship. The sad thing about all this is that true discipleship can never be frenzied, for it emulates its master and turns from the turbulent to embrace a steady devotion and a silent adoration. The American sentiment that bigger is better has invaded our Christian subculture and seduced us to seek instant success through prayer formulas and mantras. Christian leaders all too often pray for masses and classes and in the end achieve little more than flashes and ashes. As human beings, we want instant success, instant formulas, but God wants something else. He wants intimate fellowship. I love the way Kelvin Miller puts it. We want to pray for a fiery chariot in the morning and be riding to church in it by nightfall. We rarely pray for fire and open our eyes to find a box of matches in our hand. Thunderclaps and lightning flashes are very unlikely. It is well to start small and quietly. No need to tell one's friends and acquaintances. No need to plan heroic fasts or all-night vigils. Prayer is neither to impress other people nor to impress God. It's not to be taken on with a mentality of success. The goal in prayer is to give oneself away.